So Hare Krishna, thank you very much for coming for this class. I do hope it will be interesting for you. So let us. But isn't it nice to be in Vrindavan, the atmosphere, and to be in our father's house, you know, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, Radha Syam Sundar, very happy. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunyavi Aji Jai Radha Madhava Dunya Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Jandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Jandana Jamuna Tira Bhavna Chaji Jamuna Tira Bhavna Chaji Jaya Radha Madhava Dunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Dunya Vihari Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna. Yeah, thank you very much. Good. For this class, which will hopefully engage your spiritual intelligence and your devotional hearts. We will be reading this morning three verses from this 74th chapter of the 10th canto. Shishuga Uvacha Evam Yudhishthiro Raja Jarasandha Vadam Vibhu Krishnasya Chanubhavam Tam Shrutva Pritas Tamapravi. And we will go to the next verse, is it possible? Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Yesyus Trailokya Gaurava. Sarve Loka Maheshvara. Vahanti Dulavam Labdva. Shirasaivanushasanam. And the next, Sabhavanna Ravindaksho, Dinanam Ishamaninam, Datenu Shasanam Bhuman, Tat Adhyanta Vidambanam. Can you say, do we also include text 4 up till here? So let's chant this a few times. Sabhavam Aravindaksho Dinanam Ishamaninam Datenu Shasanam Bhumam Tat Adhyanta Vidambanam. Yes, please, someone else. Aravindaksho
Thank you.
Vaishnavi, please, if possible. Maybe we stay with this verse. Saha hi bhavan, yourself, Aravindaksha, the lotus-eyed Lord, Dinanam, of those who are wretched, Isha, rulers, Maninam, who presume themselves, Dati, takes upon himself, Anushasanam, the order, Bhuman, O all-pervading one, Tat, that, Adyanta, extreme, Vidambanam, pretense. My dear devotees, this is coming in a series or sequence of verses. In order to establish his rule as the undisputed emperor, Yudhishthira had to perform the Rajasuja sacrifice. So before that, all other kings needed to be subjugated, and the last one to not surrender to the Pandava rules was Jarasandha, and he was removed by Bhima. So now everything was ready. The heroes returned. Krishna came with Bhimsen, and I believe Arjuna was also there, back to Hastinapur. And yes, now the Rajasuja sacrifice could be commenced. It's here where this verse, or where this section of the Bhagavatam starts. Shukadev Goswami said, this is the first verse, and then, having thus heard of the killing of Jarasandha and also of Almighty Krishna's wonderful power, King Yudhishthira addressed the Lord as follows with great pleasure. So we can understand Yudhishthira is now standing before a beautiful Krishna and talks to him. And he addresses the Lord in prayer. He says, Yudhishthira said, all the exalted spiritual masters of the three worlds, all the big gurus, no? Together with the inhabitants and rulers of the various planets, carry on their heads your command, which is rarely obtained. Now, Srila Prabhupada renders Maharaj Yudhishthira's statement as follows. It's the same thing, but see how Prabhupada elaborates on this. My dear Krishna, O eternal form of bliss and knowledge, all the exalted directors of the affairs of this material world including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and King Indra, are always anxious to receive and carry out orders from you. And whenever they are fortunate enough to receive such orders, they immediately take them and keep them in their hearts. So very nicely, Yudhishthira says, all the important gurus of the three worlds, that means Brihaspati, Shukracharya, everyone, and all the inhabitants are so fortunate when they receive a direct order, when you tell to them, do this, do that, and they keep this in their heart. And Yudhishthira continues, this is the last verse here, that you, the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, accept the orders of wretched fools who presume themselves rulers is a great pretense on your part, O all-pervading one. It will make sense to you. Listen to Prabhupada's writing. Prabhupada writes, Yudhishthira said, O Krishna, you are unlimited. That's, you know, whenever you say how high your deities are, you should never say like this, which means from this to this, but you say like this, it's unlimited. It goes unlimited up the deity and unlimitedly in this direction. So he's really unlimited. Have you ever seen the devotee saying, what's the size of the deities? You know, never like this. This would be not acknowledging the unlimited nature of the Lord. O Krishna, you are unlimited. And although we sometimes think of ourselves as royal kings and rulers of the world, and we become puffed up over our paltry positions, we are very poor in heart. Actually, we are fit to be punished by you. But the wonder is that instead of punishing us, you so kindly and mercifully accept our orders and carry them out properly. Yudhishthira must have thought that Krishna sometimes had acted as the messenger of the Pandavas. They had requested him to go to Duryodhan to make one last attempt to negotiate a peaceful solution so that there didn't have to be any war. Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna, and in this way Krishna did many things, and Yudhishthira says, you act as if you are under us, but of course you are not under us. Others are very surprised that your lordship can play the part of an ordinary human, but we can understand that you are performing these activities just like a dramatic artist. This is for drama, for Leela. Good. These are the texts. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasvati Deve Gauravani Vrachariye Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Reshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. It's a very great honor for me to be able to address you. I will shock you today a little, rattle you, shake you, but it is done in a very wish to give you an experience of Krishna consciousness that will stay with you. So don't run away when the atmosphere will become intense in a few minutes. Sometimes it's good. Yes, we are entering this chapter, which is really, like, I guess all Bhagavatam chapters are having an obvious meaning, but there is also something that speaks directly to us. So first Yudhishthira had received Krishna and offered prayers to him, and then this was during Rajasuya sacrifice. You can imagine a huge arena, all the saints of the universe have come, like Bharadvaj, Gautama and Vasishtha. They had arrived, and Lord Krishna had done something very surprising. He had received them and washed their feet. Yes, he washed the feet of all the kings and, in fact, all the guests, not just the exalted spiritual masters, Gautama and Vasishtha. And at that time, as the sacrifice proceeded, there had to be a particular ritual protocol which had to be followed, and that was that Krishna, that the most honorable member of all those who had attended, and keep in mind, it was really an august assembly, the real makers, in New York slang we would say the movers and shakers of this world had come. You know, it was really the influential people of the universe had come, and someone had to be chosen amongst all those to receive the first worship. So this is the scenario in which we enter. And I would just like to bring to your attention a little bit what Yudhishthira had said. He had said to Krishna, everyone is very happy if they can receive a direct order from you, both the spiritual masters, but also the great rulers of the universe are following your order. This is very nicely described in a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I will try to give pleasure to your hearts and sing a few lines. Tumi Sarveshvaresh Para Brajendra Kumara Tomar Ichaya Vishve Srijana Samhara. You are the Lord of all Lords, O Vajendra Kumar, son of the King of Braj. You are the Lord of all Lords. In accordance with your will, creation and annihilation take place within the universe. Imagine this little boy from Vajendra, if he wills that there's creation, boom, creation. If he wills there is annihilation, everything is annihilated. Tava icha mata brahma karena srijana tava icha mata vishnu karena pala. It is in accordance with your will that powerful Brahma creates the universe. In accordance with your will, Vishnu maintains the universe. He continues, Tava icha mata Shiva karena samhara tava icha mate maya srije karagara tava icha mata jivera janama marana samriti nipata dukkeya sukha sangatana. It is in accordance with your will that Shiva annihilates the entire universe. Finished. Boom. In accordance with your will, Maya Devi creates her prison house. In accordance with your will, all the jivas take birth and then die. In accordance with your will, they experience prosperity, ruin, happiness, and distress. So you can see everything moves because of Krishna's will. And in this beautiful purport which Srila Prabhupada dictated on his, here in Vrindavan, when he, just before he left his body, he says to understand that everyone and everything is moving under the will of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. What does this mean for us? That we are given some freedom to will. Yes, I can go to Loi Bazaar and buy a new dhoti. No? I can make this decision. But only if Krishna wills, will I reach Loi Bazaar. And only if Krishna wills, there is the right type of dhoti available. This is what it means. Now, I think all the time, it's me who does everything. It's a little bit like a child, you know. When the child is at home, the child goes to the refrigerator and eats what is inside the refrigerator, perhaps bread and butter, or so. The child will never think that the father and mother
put the bread and the butter in the refrigerator. He thinks, I'm eating, I'm getting everything. I mean, because of me, this works. But no, that parents are there and overseeing everything. And if they don't will, there is no bread and butter in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. This happens often in India, no? No bread and butter in the refrigerator. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur comes to the conclusion. He says, Tumi Tarakshakara Palaka Amara. So beautiful. Tomara Charanamina Asha Nahiyara. You are my protector, you, Krishna, and my maintainer. I aspire for nothing other than your feet, than your feet. Now I give up reliance on my own strengths and endeavor. I depend upon your will. My dear devotees, this is what you will say, and what your heart will say when you awaken to the reality of Yudhishthira's prayers, that everyone is working according to your will, and they are very happy, very fortunate if you make your will known and you are giving them an order to do this. My dear devotees, this order comes to us through the spiritual master. Krishna's will is made known to us through the spiritual master. And if we can take an order of the spiritual master to our heart, and make this our own will, then we give up this illusion of being independent. And you know what is the result of this? We will be truly happy. We will be truly relaxed or free from anxiety. Because we know if we are situated in a divine will, you know, divine mission, and have accepted this in our heart, our situation is ideal. I always say to devotees, you know, we all look for a home, means some place to be sheltered. But this will not be a place, a physical place in this world. This will be a service that is done according to the will of the Lord. Then we are home, because then we are protected and maintained by Him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ends his song with an interesting note. He says, now I give up to be dependent on my own strengths and endeavor. I now depend upon your will. And he has expressed this many times in his songs. The beautiful. Do you also feel the devotion in these songs? No, yes, we are tired, Maharaj, we want pizza. Please be with me. You have to switch on a little bit your attentive listening. He says, oh Gopinath, I have accepted defeat, pain. All of my endeavors have been useless. Now I completely depend on you, my Lord. I will tell you now something which happened only a little away from my home where I lived. I grew up on an island between Germany and Denmark, And there was a big ferry, which could ferry 1,400 people, I believe. There were a few ferries with various sizes. And in the winter of 1994, one ferry left the harbor, Puttgarden, to go to Rødbyhavn, but the ferry began to sink in viewing distance from the coast. I was already traveling in Krishna consciousness, but people from the island have told me what they saw. They saw that this huge ferry was just sinking in the ice-cold water. There were ice. Can someone help me? What are these broken pieces of ice called in English?
Ice pieces?
What? Iceberg? That's in Antarctica. Yes, it's where you can, where children used to walk on them and dance from one drifting. It's drifting ice rift or ice piece. Panchagoda is from America. They know English very well. So ice pieces, ice drifts. And 900 people were sinking in this ice ocean. Now there was one survivor, I don't know if the one, there was maybe a few survivors, I don't know, but a person who survived wrote a report about his experience. And this is what he said. As I was drowning in the ice-cold water, I knew I would die. There was panic around me, people screaming for life, and then drowning, vomiting as a reaction to the salt water. That's what you do. Panic was there. People were holding on each other's shoulder, but sinking. And in the midst of this panic, I was there. And every cell in my body, billions, no? Screamed, no! No! I told you, it will get very intense. Fasten your seatbelt. No! At one moment, I understood. On my own strength, I cannot change anything. I saw people drowning next and right to me. And I understood there's only one person who can help me. Huh? Krishna, yes. He knew the name only God. No, God can help me. And I surrendered to the Lord at that time. Whatever is your desire. And as I renounced every single plan of mine, even my wish to survive, which is an original instinct in us human beings, I felt the greatest happiness. I felt the greatest clarity. And he describes that this experience was so wonderful that in comparison, the fact that he was somehow he could grab onto something and could be saved by a rescue team. That was of no importance. My dear devotees, I have personally made this experience also, that I was once drowning And my first reaction was, it was in the Atlantic Ocean. Is this the end of Satchinandan Swami? To drown like an ordinary German tourist who has not seen the warning that this is not the time to swim? You know, there was it's called a tide, you know, it sucks you into the ocean. Is this the end? And I also vomited, everything was white around me, and I thought, my dear Lord, whatever is your wish, you please do this. And I renounced, in other words, I hope you understand correctly, I renounced everything which on my own. And at that moment, I felt so blissful, like I have never felt, only this morning when I saw Radha Shyam Sundar, I also saw. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur ends his song. He says, what happens? Bhaktivinoda ati dina akinchan tomarai chayatara jivanamaran. Bhaktivinoda is now completely surrendered and detached. He lives and dies in accordance with your will. My dear devotees, the point is, usually we are afraid to surrender. When someone says, surrender, Prabhu, we go, you surrender first. We are not very comfortable with this. To surrender, to give up one's own will and plan, even the small ones, even the good ones, good will or plans, is frightening for the conditioned soul. But the state of being surrendered, it is really wonderful. Let us follow the line of the Bhagavatam here and see if we can get some further insights on this. You know, as we heard earlier, there was this Rajasuya sacrifice where Yudhishthira was to be enthroned the undisputed emperor. But first, a ceremonial detail had to be done. You remember what that was? The person who would receive first worship, someone said, he would had to be elected. So Sahadev, who is Sahadev? You all know Sahadev? Pandava, one of the twin brothers. He spoke out for Krishna. And he said many arguments why Krishna is to be elected as or selected as a first person. His main argument was really that everyone bows down to him. He is naturally ordering Brahma, Shiva, and so on. There is no higher being than the one who orders everyone in the universe. Now, as he was speaking, that Krishna is the supreme and we should recognize it and work according to his will, there was one member, perhaps a few members, but one is mentioned, who was hearing this and he was cooking. I would say, in our discussion here, we all have that person in us who doesn't want to accept Krishna's supremacy and surrender to him. Do you remember who this member in the audience was?
Shishupal.
Shishupal! You know everything. Shishupal absolutely did not like it, and he had a plan. He thought, I want to spoil this entire yagya, where a devotee becomes the ruler of the world. Now, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura. If I say now what is in my heart, that is that Krishna is a crow, like a crow, he steals always, and he is, I mean, I want to save you from all his offenses. There were 99 offenses which he made. 99, wow. But if I say it now, they will all follow me and correct their decision and choose someone else than Krishna. But this I don't do. I'm not a fool. Let them go ahead. Let them put Krishna on the throne. And then I will say, you chose the unqualified person. And I will give the reasons that he is now living on an island, and he goes and makes trouble on the mainland, and then when there's trouble, he flees on the island. No one knows really which who is his father. I don't want to tell you because it's painful for the heart of a devotee to hear this. And then then the ceremony is already ended, but if you worship the wrong person, then the whole assembly is spoiled. Everything is ruined. The yagya, Rajasuya yagya, cannot continue because of this mistake, this dosha. Do you understand his logic? If you worship a wrong person, that is not good for the wrong person, but it's also not good for you. And there is a statement in the scriptures which I don't, to this effect, I would have to, it would take me a few minutes. It's in this chapter. I read it in the preparation, that if you worship the wrong person, your yagya is spoiled. If you worship a donkey, it is a highly important occasion. I think, you know, well, everyone says they worshiped a donkey. This, they are donkeys themselves. You know, this is not good. So Shishupal objected. And I think in all of us lives an objector to Krishna's supreme position and also to what this entails. If you accept Krishna as a supreme ruler, then you have to surrender to his will. Remember in the Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, there is, for instance, this example of Gandhari, who was angry at Krishna that at the that he had arranged everything in the Kurukshetra war so that her sons were defeated. Or do you remember when Chitraketu's son was poisoned? Who became angry at Krishna that he had willed this? Chitraketu's first wife, her name? Kritadyuti. Yes, someone of you has whispered it. Kritadyuti. She said, what foolish creator it is. The normal sequence is first the father dies and then the son dies. But here this creator has made it wrong around. First the son died, and later. Or do you remember when Krishna came with Bhima, came to look at Duryodhana, who had been hit and fell to the ground by whom? Bhima. Are you listening? You are. Good. Good, good. Krishna said at that time, now Duryodhana is finished. It was our good luck. Duryodhana was... He said, you say it's your good luck? You are a cheater, Krishna. You have by unfair means done all this. Do you think I have not seen how you hinted to Bhima that he should unfairly beat me at my side? You speak of good luck. I have good luck. I was a good king. I was ruling the kingdom. I was fair to my dependents. I was... And you, what have you done? Only cheating, cheating. Even at the end of life, Duryodhana could not surrender to Krishna. We all have this in us. We have a Gandhari in us, a Krita duty in us, a Shishupal, a Duryodhan, who does not like to think things to the end. That is, yes, we worship Krishna, but do we surrender to Krishna? No. Let me ask you a question, but don't answer it loud, because what is the one thing which you don't want to surrender? If Krishna would ask you for this one thing, if you would see it is time to surrender, what could be that one thing? I think every one of us has this one thing, but we don't become very happy. Look at there was Gandhari, there was Kunti, there was Chitraketu, or there was Arjuna. At the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, you all know, you have heard very well that Krishna asked Arjuna to get down from the chariot together with the Gandiva and his inexhaustible quiver. Is it called quiver, where the arrows are? This was unusual. Usually the charioteer would first get down and then help the warrior who was dressed in all this armor, you know, to get down. But here Krishna says, no, Arjuna, you get down, I wait. And Arjuna followed, he didn't understand. When he was down, Krishna jumped down, and at that moment, the whole chariot was destroyed and burned up, because there were so many curses, so many brahmastras on that chariot. But because Krishna was also there, they could not affect. They could not take effect. Krishna told Arjuna, see, these were all the arrows, all the astras, the missiles and the curses, they were meant for you, but I protected you and I maintained you. Arjuna prayed to Krishna. Then Krishna said, if I have given a promise to protect my devotees, and I will never break that promise. One day the Himalaya mountains may crumble into dust. The sun might become cool and the moon hot. But I will never change. I will never change my promise. And I promised at the beginning not even a single hair. Here's the hair of you, Arjuna, would be burned in this Kurukshetra war. And I kept this promise. My dear devotees, this is happening for the devotee, for the surrendered soul. I want to end because it is, you know, if you would ask me, Satchinanda Swami, are you fully surrendered? I would say, well, this is really not a small thing. And I would say, and very honestly, Prabhus, I'm working on it. Please be kind to me. No, I'm working at it. But at this moment, I don't think I've fulfilled all the... I'm not an Arjuna, I'm not a Kunti, and so on. But I know that when I'm surrendered fully, when I have given up everything on which I'm attached, even the concept of surviving, then I will enjoy the supreme happiness. As long as I keep on with my own plans, my happiness will be mixed with pain. I want to say something to you today, which will stay with you. And I thought I'd tell you at the end the story of Parashara-bhatta. He is the next Acharya after Ramanujacharya. And he was once traveling through the forest with a small group of disciples. Something happened during this journey. A hunter came just out of the bushes, and he was totally confused and crazy. He looked crazy, and he fell down and said, today something shocking happened to me. I had come close to a rabbit to shoot it. When the rabbit saw that my arrow was aimed at him, he could understand he had no chance to survive on his own. So the rabbit ran to me. He ran three times around me. That's called a parikram, a circumambulation. And then he put his head on my feet. And I was there with my arrow. And I thought, he has surrendered to me. How can I kill him? This is totally cruel and bad to do this. Why do you do this? Now I can't kill you. And I put my bow together, and now I question my whole profession. I don't think I should kill any longer. Now when Parashara-bhatta heard this, first tears came in his eyes, and then he couldn't control himself any longer. He fainted. Bang! So if Guru Maharaj faints, his disciples are worried, so they came, sprinkled some water over him. And when he came back to life again, or back to consciousness, he said, "Ha Krishna," and fainted again. Three times he fainted and was awakened. And then the disciples asked them, Guru Maharaj, what happened to you? Why did you faint? And then Parashara-bhatta listened to his answer. Just look at this hunter. He is very cruel. He has never given a promise to protect anyone. Krishna has given a promise to protect everyone, and he is kind. This rabbit is a stupid animal. It has never read the Bhagavad Gita, Savadhamang Paricharya. But still the rabbit understood, I must surrender now. It's so natural. And it came and circumambulated the hunter and put its head down. But look at me! I know of Krishna's promise. I know how kind Krishna is. I know how happy those beings are who are surrendered to Krishna. But still now I do not surrender to Krishna. When I think about this, the mercy of the Lord and the stupidity or foolishness of the living entity to not surrender, I can only do one thing, faint. So my dear devotees, I want to leave you with a thought. And the next time I see any one of you, I might ask you what is your answer to this question. I leave you with a question. What do you think about Sharanagati, surrendering to Krishna? What could be a next step for you? Sharana means shelter, and gati means to move forward. Sharanagati, in other words, is a verb, you could say, or something which you actively do. You move forward. What could be your next step on your path to surrender to Krishna? Because if you do, my dear devotees, Krishna will take care of you very, very nicely. This we hear from the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this is very clear. And, you know, Krishna, when Shishupal had said his, there was a blessing on he had. When he had made his obeisances, Krishna just took his chakra and killed the Shishupal with his chakra. And then everything could go on. I hope that Krishna will take the chakra for all of us and kill our Shishupal who does not want to surrender to the Lord, so that our life is happy and very blissful in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, it's good to end with him here at his wonderful temple. He had a motto, nothing for me, everything for Krishna. Nothing for me, everything for Krishna. Nothing for me, everything for Krishna. What could you do as a next step? Because that's very high. Ooh, very high. Too high. This is maybe very high. If our heart is not yet so pure, it is difficult. But moving towards it, Charanagati, what could be your next step? It's something which I will not, you should not say it loud. You should first think about it, then think tomorrow, if you can still do it tomorrow, and also after, and it will be very, very good for you. My dear devotees, Hogya, finished. We have reached the end. What do you think about the question? Is it a good question or bad question? Good question, yeah. And I know the young devotees will immediately say, I will surrender to Krishna. I will... See you in 20 years. So, we are asking for real answers. No? They have to be given to Krishna in the heart. And so on. Govinda, what do you think? No need to answer. Yes. Hare Krishna. I have gone over time and I don't want to keep you unnecessarily. You have something to think about. I thank you very much. I thank our Pancha Goda Prabhu for being so kind and keeping, and Adama, Dhammatma Prabhu. Always when I say Dhammatma, can I have time here? Can you please arrange? Dhammatma Prabhu arranges that I can address you. I want to also say something of you, to you. Soon there will be a great festival in this, our Krishna Balaram Mandir, the 50th anniversary. Again, the day, I always forget dates. First of April to the 6th of April. You might like to come and celebrate. That was 50 years back when Srila Prabhupada installed the deities. No? It's an installation. And we always hear doing such anniversaries, 50s has good significance, the mercy flows very much from the deities. So please consider 1st of April to the 6th of April. And then we can, yeah, then we will maybe dance on the roof, or, you know, there will be many, many devotees who will be here. I think the devotees will make arrangements. I would say I wish you a wonderful day in Vrindavan Dham, the place of where Krishna is always there, visible to great souls, also visible on the altars, but certainly invisible to all of us, fulfilling our secret devotional desires when we sincerely turn to Him. So I'm thanking you very much. Have a wonderful day, and Hare Krishna. Thank you.